Hello, this is San Danyi.
Welcome to Shift Happens with your host, San Danyi. San is a world-renowned intuitive and energy healer. Shift Happens provides you with the insight and necessary tools to bring about positive changes in your life. Each week, San Danyi will be taking calls from our live audience, and he will answer one question per caller. So if you're ready to begin your journey to positive change, please give him a call at 917-932-1068. And now, here's your host, San Danyi.
Hello, and welcome to Shift Happens with San Danyi. It's been a long time since I've been on radio, and I want to thank all my friends who believed in my work for encouraging me to come back to radio and share my gifts with you. And I am grateful for all of your presences in my life, and I'm looking forward to taking your calls and making a journey together of unlimited possibilities and discoveries. First caller, please.
Hi, I feel like I'm ready to create an intimate relationship with a like-minded and open-hearted soul. And I wonder if there's anything that I need to heal or release or do energy-wise or in any actions that I could take to help bring that person into my life.
Oh, I love that question. It's filled with such depth. I have an answer for you. It's a complicated answer, but it's actually quite beautiful. I believe you're here to do some kind of light work in the world, whether that is bringing people from around the world and healing them. And the lover and life mate you're looking for is in the audience that you bring here to onto your world, and that you heal them, and that's how you find them. They're not going to be found walking down the street. They're going to be found because you created some kind of energy that calls them to you in a group environment. There's a word, I can't quite find it, that's the right word. It's it's not a seminar, but it's a retreat. You're going to do retreats, and they're going to come in a retreat, and then you're going to meet them. That's how it happens. But and the other part of your question was, you asked me if you did all the work on yourself. You've done more than the work on yourself. It's about setting up the environment and platform that allows that person to come in on your runway. And I believe this retreat you're going to do makes them, they come to you. And I don't think they're American. I think they're from another country.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. And thank you for participating in the show. And I hope that answer helped you.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, perfect. So the quicker you create the environment and the runway so they can land their plane and find you, the quicker that happens. So get to work.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hello, next caller, San Danyi here. Hello?
San Danyi?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, it's me. I have a question, and that is, I'm about to hire a new assistant, and mm-hmm. I have an unusual person who's applied, and I'm just, it's not logical
okay.
in some ways, but.
Well, I don't like logic. Logic, I always throw logic out the window, but I'm an emotionally heartfelt person. So can you just repeat the last part of that question? I believe the first part is you found an assistant, but it's unusual and it doesn't seem like she's going to fit, correct?
Well, actually, it's a male, and I've never had a male assistant before,
oh,
so
perfect.
I have some apprehension.
Perfect. Okay, so let me look at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel he's the right candidate. I really think the challenge for you is keeping it real, keeping it professional, and I feel you're capable of that. You're highly professional, but I think this is the right candidate because I think this candidate is going, he's not really ready yet, but when you give him your knowledge, it's going to be like taking, I don't know, broccoli and turning it into Swiss chard. It's it's like you imbue him with your knowledge and he he gets it and he shows up. He wants the job. He wants to be where he is, and he wants to see his life improve. And I don't know if he'll get business for you, but one thing he will allow you to do is to go out and get your own business, and he can handle the fort when you're gone. And I think that's essential. You need someone that can take care of the moat and the drawbridge, and you go out and make it happen. And he's the candidate for that.
Excellent. All right, I appreciate your insight.
I would tell you date-wise, because some timing cycles are coming in. He needs to be hired. He doesn't need to come to work, but you need to hire him probably by tomorrow before Mercury goes retrograde.
Yeah, I was going to hire him tomorrow and start him on Monday. That's my plan,
The key point with Mercury in retrograde is, because it goes retrograde on the 4th, and I think tomorrow is the 2nd, so... And you want to initiate an action in Mercury retrograde. So I would tell you to call him and say you're hired, and I don't care when he comes to work. I'm just telling you the hiring process is everything.
Okay, got it.
So
cool.
Tomorrow you have to make that call. And I want to thank you for participating in the show.
No problem. Bless your heart.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great evening.
All right. Good night.
Good night. So anyway, I wanted to take the time to tell the listening audience, one of the reasons I've decided to do a radio show is I have so many clients who normally don't get a chance to get in touch with me, because I can just do so many sessions a week. And this radio show is important to me because I feel I can reach the masses and help people that normally would not be able to afford my services. So if there is a next caller, please let me know. Hello, welcome.
Son?
Yes?
Hello, Son. This is Alex from Sedona.
Oh, hi, Alex. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. And,
my pleasure.
I have a question about the love of my life. I'm 74, but this month I will be 75 years old. And I was wondering if you could tell me at what age I will be when I meet the love of my life.
Well, I think you met the love of your life many times in your life, but I think the difference for you is you've done so much work on yourself that there's a whole new level of lover coming in. It's not based on needs and wants. It's based on mutual receptivity and being in vision together in life. And I think right now what I see is probably anytime after January into February, I think you're doing some kind of work on yourself that is calling in a whole other level of a lover and a life mate is. So what happens for me is I'm 62, and even though I'm not ready for a relationship, I find that when you get older, it's about different things, and it's about connectivity and sharing life together and being there for and covering each other's back. And I think you're calling that in, but I don't see it coming in until after January 15th.
Wonderful.
But you're not to give up. You continue doing the work on yourself and allow it to happen. And you're going to, I think I have a vision of lovers. I call them twin flames. I don't call them soulmates, because our soulmates are many, but twin flames are rare. I think you're going to call in a twin flame that is the missing parts of yourself, and you are the missing parts of them. I hope that helps, okay?
It did. Thank you very much.
And good luck with your show. Thank you very much. Next follow up, please. Bye-bye. Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello?
This is Carol from Sedona.
Carol from Sedona? Hi, Carol.
Yes.
How are you this evening?
Hello. Good. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
And I have a question. I recently moved into a place that I really like, but I feel that I may be moving again, and I don't know if that's spirit that's leading me to another location or if that's just wishful thinking. I was wondering if you had a a feel
well,
on it.
Well, you know, yeah, I can answer that right away because the messages are coming so quick, it overwhelms me sometimes, and I don't mean to cut you off. But at the end of the day, I believe you belong in Sedona, and I don't believe you belong here forever, but I believe you belong here longer than you think you belong here. So with that in mind, I would rather give you advice on embracing your new environment, and because you have this enormous healing psychic energy and you're a real manifester, so you can blow it up or you can make it happen. So I would tell you to put your energy into making it happen and being clear on what you want, not just beyond Sedona, but what you want in the moments of your life, from your business to maybe a lover. But Sedona is really the seat of your power, and you have great magic here. How you use the magic isn't being made clear to me right now, but I can tell you right now you belong here, and you belong here for at least 6 months to a year.
Okay.
So what I want you to do when you leave, I want you to think about calling in clients and getting your gifts out in the world, and how does it look to me, and how do I want it to look? Because I've been through this before, and that's why I'm doing this show, because there's a way I want to work that makes me happy, and there's a way I don't want to work that makes me unhappy. And I'd rather not work at all if I'm going to be unhappy. So define the happiness of your work, and then the universe will come in line and support you. But you need to do that soon, like I would tell you, within 2 weeks, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much, and thank you for participating and showing up on the show. I appreciate it.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, have a good night. Hello, welcome, next caller.
Yes, Sandan Yi.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My question is, I'm wondering about the drought situation in Southern California. Do you feel we might get some rain this winter because it's been very dry?
Well, you know, I'm actually going to do a show on predictions because I realize many of my clients are asking me things. And I have to tell you, the news for all of the Southwest is not good. We're going to be into a drought situation probably for 2 more years. But the real issue is, the drought is just part of like a global theater that's going on with earth changes, volcanic eruptions, the electromagnetic field of the earth is changing, which is affecting the magma of the iron ore of the core of the planet, which lends itself to more volcanic eruptions. But getting back to your question, I don't see the drought ending for at least 2 more years. And I think what's going to happen is people are going to have to come to terms with that. And I just heard recently that California is about to pass a mandatory law where you're only allowed 500 gallons of daily use per family. Now, for me, being single, I probably drink 2 gallons a day and maybe 20 gallons of flushing my toilet. But at the end of the day, 500 gallons is not a lot for a household of 4 people. And you may see more green lawns and empty swimming pools. But I really think if I could give you advice is start going to the store and stock up on water and stock up on dry goods. And I think you'll be okay, really.
Okay, thank you so much for taking my call. I wish you the best with the show.
Oh, my pleasure, and thanks for showing up. I really appreciate it. And that was a really, very brilliant question.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Next caller, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Carol.
Yes, Carol. How may I help you this evening?
I have a question. It's been probably 20 years since I woke up and didn't feel tired, and I've been searching and searching for the cause of it. And do you see that ever changing in my life?
Well, I'd have to ask you some questions, and they're personal questions, but how old are you?
I am 55.
Okay. Are you aware that you... And when did the tiredness start? Take me back to when it started.
Probably early 30s.
Okay. Have you had your thyroid checked?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And is it irregular?
It seems to be fine. The blood.
Oh, it seems to be fine. Okay.
Yeah.
So the other thing I would look at is iron deficiency. And what is your diet like? What are you eating? Red meat? What are you eating? Are you eating simplistic carbs?
I don't eat many carbs at all, so it's protein, fruits, and vegetables, basically.
Yeah, that's actually what I eat. I'll tell you what I do that I've used as a benchmark most of my life is, and I believe this strongly, if you eat and you feel sluggish, it's the wrong food for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what appears healthy. I could eat spinach and get tired because my body doesn't like spinach. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of misconceptions about health out there and vitamins and nutrition, and not all vegetables are great for everybody. When we can't be clumped in a group, we have to be treated as individuals. So if I could give you a benchmark for eating, I would tell you if you put food in your mouth and you're not feeling energized, it's the wrong food for you, and you should immediately put that food on a list.
Okay.
And when you eat something and you feel energized, you need to put that on your must-eat list. So you're kind of like a walking chemistry experiment, like I am. And you really need to do that because when you're taking blood tests and all kinds of medical tests and that's not showing anything, food mm-hmm. speaks to the body.
Okay.
I'm not a big proponent of eating fruit because of the glycemic index, but some people can. Certain blood types can. Do you know what your blood type is? Are you an O blood type?
No. I believe I'm an A positive.
Yeah, I had a feeling. So you really need to eat very little meat, a little fish, lots of vegetables, salads, and fruit. You can eat fruit.
Okay.
But I want to address the tired issue. So what are you doing for exercise?
Walking.
Okay. Can you, what are you walking, a mile a day?
Yeah. I usually walk for 20 minutes, half hour.
Try to take it up to a half hour and keep it at a half hour and try to do it 5 days a week. Sometimes it's just a matter of moving blood through the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, if you have more problems with this, you can visit my website at sandanyi.com, and I have a little place where you can send me a message and stay in touch with me, and we'll talk about this a little more in the future.
Okay, well, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Is there a next caller? Welcome. Hello? Well, I'm not getting that call. Is there a next caller on the line from a 317 area code?
Yes, I've got a question. I'm trying to build a business, but it's different than a business that I've had, and I wonder if I should really be doing it. It's what I love,
yes,
but I'm not making much money
at
it.
I'll tell you what I'm seeing. Oh, my computer just went out. Hold on a minute. I think one of your challenges is you tend to create too many businesses, and I think you have to pare it down to what is your passion, because you can do so many things. What I do when I'm in business, I ask myself, why am I in business? Is it going to make me happy, and can I make a living from it? Because we all have to make a living. The thing I like about you is there's some things you have up in your head that can make you a very comfortable living. But at the end of the day, you may pick something else that you like but is not successful. So, for instance, I'll give you a hypothetical. You want to go on the road and sing, but there's not a lot of money in that, but you love singing. And then you want to bring people on a retreat, and that's hugely successful, but it's not number one on your list. Maybe it's number two. What I would tell you to do is spend time. It's an emotional thing for you. It's not an intellectual process. I would tell you to spend time on feeling your way through things and just saying, that's not my truth, because many things are not our truth. Like, your truth may be, I want to do that, but I can't make a living at that. And I want to make a living. I don't want to struggle. So that formula isn't working for me. But I also, because you have so many things you like to do, you're very lucky that it's almost like a curse. I call it like the jack of all trades, master of none. So you have to be careful of not falling into that pattern, because I used to be that person. I know that. So what I would tell you to do is, it's a formula. I like it, I believe in it, and I make money at it. I don't do things that I can't make a living from. I don't have that financial privilege. So, but I don't want to be miserable. Like, I come from a corporate background, and I can get a corporate job for well into six digits, but I'll probably die of cancer. So that's not an option for me, and it's not an option for you. I would tell you to, that formula is, I like it, blah, blah, and I can make money at it. That's the formula that tells you it's right for you.
Got it.
Is there anything?
Thank
I
you.
Feel there's more to this question. So if you have more, let me know.
Okay.
Do you feel good with the answer? And you, is it giving you some direction?
Well, I just feel like I'm panicked on not making enough money. So it's really hard to think about the I like it part and I believe in it part.
Well, also, the thing is, it's acting on it. So you have to act on it. You have to say, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to make a flyer up. I'm going to advertise. It's an action-oriented line item. And I think you're very much like me. Once you do something and the universe shows the support, like tonight I'm doing a radio show for the first time. I don't know if anybody's going to call in. I don't know if I'm going to talk about the healing properties of a vitamin. I don't know anything. So I just know, I just think that's the same process for you. I think if you show up and do it and put it out in the world, the universe tells us what's right for us.
Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. The universe tells you everything by how it cooperates with us. And I just think you need to, because you have so many skill sets, I think you need to pick your poison, for lack of a better word. It's a great poison, and we should all die of joy, bliss, and happiness. But at the end of the day, that's the thing that makes you tick. And put it out.
Right,
you know,
about that.
Say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it out. I'm going to approach people. I'm going to come up with a program. And the universe will say, okay, 30 people. I can't do 30 people. I can do that over the month and 10 people at a time. You go, oh, my God, this is crazy. That's really how your life works. Your whole life has been that way all your life, really. Anyway, so thank you for participating in the show. And please pass the word to other people. And I just love my work, and I love helping people, and I hope you found some help in my skill sets tonight.
I did. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Next caller, please. Is there a new call coming in? Next caller, please. San Danyi here.
Yes. Hi, San. I appreciate what you're doing. I have a quick question for you. I have been really working hard on a project, but the money flow is just not happening. Is there anything else that I could do to, I guess, concentrate my efforts more so that the money energy will come in?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because I feel that, oh boy, it's a complicated answer. I'll do my best to answer this. You're doing the right thing. I think the thing that you're doing is, for lack of a better word, you show up too much and you give too much and you don't allow the people to show up and pay you for your skill sets. So instead of blowing up the project, just slow it down a bit and let them pay you. And this way, if you're not paid, you're not wasting a lot of your energy. But in terms of new things coming in, I think new things come in when you don't visit old things that aren't working. It's an energy, and you need to look to new things, but not work the old things where people are delaying payments to you and not showing up. Just allow a process to happen and don't be fixated on it. Just simply say, okay, you paid me for this and this is what you got, and now I'm going to slow it up until you pay me again and appreciate me. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to go manifest 900 other things. And I don't think that's going to change for you. It's just really about not staying too long at the fair when the cotton candy is no longer there. And I really think that's been a life lesson for you, and I really think you've learned it really well. But don't throw it away. I don't think anything you do is wasteful. It just has its timing cycles, and sometimes the timing doesn't match your needs. Does that help at all?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, have a good night.
Stem the tide. Anyway, is there another call? Welcome to Shift Happens by San Danyi. Hello? Hello, is anybody on the line? Hello, next caller, please.
Hi, I have a question regarding, hello?
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 Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I have a question. So much is, they say a lot about psychic development and being intuitive, and I've always been confused about what the difference is, because people, like for myself, I've been told I'm intuitive, I've been told I have psychic abilities, but what does that really mean? What's the difference?
Well, I think intuitiveness, I consider myself an intuitive because I go with a gut feeling, and there's a core feeling in me, and everything comes around that. I think psychism is more of, it's a sight. I think intuition is more vast than psychism. I think psychism comes on in terms of clairsentient, clairaudient. There's so many clairs. I mean, I can't even, it's an egg clair. But at the end of the day, intuition is that core gut feeling that tells you you're right, and the universe shows you it in action.
Okay. So that intuition is stronger.
Yes, intuition is truer than psychism.
Okay.
I know many psychics that are completely whacked out of their mind, and they have all kinds of endocrine imbalances. Some of the greatest psychics I know have thyroid issues. And
what
I don't know what the thyroid's doing, but and many psychics are intuitive, but psychics don't go with their gut feeling. They go with, it's like they need a prop. They need a vision. They need a sound. It's a very different thing.
Okay.
I don't consider myself psychic. I consider myself intuitive.
Okay. Okay, that helps clear it up. Thank you so
and
much.
And I actually think, you're intuitive, but really that's not your main gift. Your biggest gift is you are classically an energy healer. And I would tell you to look at different ways to heal people. Like, I'm finding out that I could just put my hands out and do an energy circle and just simply heal people. And I think you have that gift. It's maybe that you need them in front of you right now, but I really think you have that gift. You could do your own energy healing circle like I'm going to do, have people sign up and see fabulous results. You're really primarily a healer / intuitive, and that's what I am.
Oh, thank you. That's really helpful. You need to confirm some things for me.
Yeah, you need to start thinking on those terms, but you're really a healer.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
I hope that was, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate everybody's participation tonight, and please tell people about the show, and that would be the greatest gift you could give me. I really want it to happen. Anyway, I want to pay special thanks to June Stoyer from theorganicview.com, and June does some pretty sensational work. She tries to help save the dolphins, and she tries to help educate people through the harmfulness of fracking, and she takes on big companies, and she runs theorganicview.com, and she's been a very important figure in my life. None of this would happen without her, and the bees are dying, and our children's future is at stake. So please visit her site and support her. The smallest donation to the biggest donation, every dollar counts. She does it all on her own. And please visit me at sandanyi.com, sandanyi.com, and sign up for my healing circle, because I'm going to be doing that shortly. And thank you for joining me this evening. Have a great evening.